Golden morning. Beautiful morning. And greetings, Trimurti greetings. Satya Trimurti Shiv Baba. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Ever truth, ever beautiful, ever benevolent. Yesterday Baba gave us Trimurti greetings, Sadi greetings. New life, new day. This is our life is new. The kingdom is being established new. And year is also new. New year's greetings, new life's greetings, new kingdom's greetings. Everything new is beautiful and powerful. He also, Baba knows that what we like generally as a human beings or children, or even the adult ones, what it is that attracts us automatically. Whenever you go here and there, and if you are in front of a mirror, where does the attention go? If you have a photograph of 1,000 gathering, and you are sitting there and you have your photograph, where does the vision go? Does it go to the thousands ones? It goes to yourself. So Baba knows that we like to see ourselves a lot. Walking, talking, hearing. How do I look like? So Baba knows the psychology. He says, I give you your picture. I give you your photograph. So what? And this photograph is actually on one side, Baba is the artist painting my picture, my character, my life, and also astrologer, Jyotishi, the fortune teller. So with that I can see how great is not only my future, but it's my future. Which these features are divine, then picture is divine. So then it's not just a picture, it's character. The real inner beauty. I remember I was in Jaipur at that time. There was this museum. Was one stall which was contrast of heaven and hell and Sangam Yuga. Satyuga means Satyuga, Kali Yuga and Sangam Yuga. Baba wrote, at that time Amratvela we did not have Baba's room. Neither Brahma Baba's or Shiv Baba's picture there. To Shiv Baba's picture was there, but in exhibition as it is. So Baba said, Amrit Vela, when you sit, look at the picture of Lakshmi Narayan and compare your features with them or feel what is in their features. What do you experience? See what you experience in their eyes. What you experience on their face. And just like yesterday, Baba painted this picture or brought us, inspired us to experience our future, but in fact that future is our perfect past. So when we are remembering this as just like mantra of Manmana Bhav, is to focus the mind on one, making mind like one, harmonizing yourself with the speciality and purity of your divinity. Through your features are visible, because face is the index of mind. Look at that. And so yesterday he said, okay. And so I actually at that time used to feel what Baba mentioned yesterday and meditating with them. But Lakshmi Narayan picture, remembering Shiva Baba, but hum so hum mantra. Instead of Madhyaji Bhava, that is the effort of force. Madhyaji Bhava means be the middle one, Lakshmi Narayan, the picture of four arms, Vishnu. And that is actually the time for becoming Swadarshan Chakradhari, power to control, yoga power, mace, lotus flower to live detached, and shankh to do service. But yesterday Baba explained what each character, each picture or each organ of you children should be or is already. See it, what is your future, into present. So I was and I will become, but I am, not will become. Hum so hum. This was as why I was this, and I am now this. What? An image of divinity, an image, the embodiment of purity. And in that image of Sri Lakshmi Narayan, what is it in their eyes? What is on their forehead? What is when they are, you see the feel, smile of them up there? So this is what it is, our perfect age picture. So Baba saw it, sparkling a light on our forehead. Baba says, you draw it, you paint it, but in fact you have it. It is just like when you copy something which is already perfect, and Baba says become photocopy of your perfection, perfect form, and then you can see what your original self is. In Drishti, in Sakar, Baba also used to say, keep in one eye mukti and in other eye jivan mukti. Liberation and liberation in life. But liberation means free from bondages, free from karmic account, free from any kind of influence. Your vision is pure, divine, and also powerful. Snehe and Shakti. In Drishti is love and at the same time power. In words, godly wisdom or the sweet versions of Baba. Smile is divine smile, and that is possible when the heart is clean, vision is pure. Feeling of this sitting in Baba's heart or Baba in my heart, lost in that love. Hands full of treasures. Every step, multi-million times earning fortune. This is painting but becoming. So, and this is actually natural blessings from Baba, that he paints different times, different pictures of us. But this one is perfection. Perfect picture means free from defects and free from external, free from the effect of the defects of others. Then, but have vision of when it's defect are from inside that look at the defects of others. And when you see your divine activity, divine quality in yourself, like, if your own inner feeling is benevolent, you are giver, not taker. Become the bestower. When heart is really so clean and so pure, then this heart is loveful and merciful. Then we are naturally, what Baba said, that you become the bestower or giver, bestower, donor, and but not the one who wants from someone anything. Dyata ho, you are donor for Brahmins. You are cooperative soul, ever cooperative soul. For Brahmins, sharing with each other. So how we cooperate then? What is the method to cooperate? If somebody is angry, how do I cooperate it? If somebody has jealousy with me, how to cooperate that? Am I cooperating to increase their weakness, or am I cooperating them to give in contrast? There's a method. If I am keeping this one, if he changes, then I change. If he stops slandering, if he stops hatred with me, then I will love him. If he stops jealousy, in this way, if and but are not there. And in a real cooperative and donor soul, these two things do not exist. Because this is a condition. This is like business. You do this and then I will do it. But what I have to do? For example, someone has jealousy. Now he has jealousy. Why should he have jealous? But no question of why. No question of if either. It's a feeling, realization of mercy at that time, that this soul has not recognized his own fortune or has missed the opportunity, and that feeling of repentance, then is someone who has actually made effort and achieved something. So I cannot, that person cannot tolerate. So jealousy is because of comparison with others' fortune and not my fortune. But in fact, each individual is blessed by Baba. The bestower has given this power. So not with jealousy, if my heart, not her person's jealousy will not affect me, because no one can take the fortune of anyone. Whatever you have, it is coming from Baba, and no one can actually give you anything if you ask for that. Because even if you get, you will get temporary. So mercy for that soul, that this soul is not recognizing its own fortune. So then when I appreciate this, have feeling of forgiveness, but not question of forgive, that yes, you are doing something wrong and I do forgive you. That's not. But with mercy, with love, automatically you don't take that effect. So that you don't have to forgive. If you have taken the effect and then it is hurting you, you want to forgive, to liberate yourself. And if you are not hurt, you have not had the effect of this. Rather, mercy and love and good wishes, it means pure feelings. So create pure feelings, loveful feelings, merciful feelings by that soul, that she or he is not watching what Baba, drama and her beautiful desire of being so elevated is not actually accepting itself. What it is there is not seeing. What is not there, that is seeing. Jealousy comes in. What you have, if you see, you don't compare with others. You are satisfied. So Baba says, your future is divine. That future is perfect form. So that is first, it is all virtuous. It is completely wiseness. It is bestower and of blessings. It is merciful. So am I using these qualities? And it is possible only when I have the true love. Here I need to have true love for my own self and letting go the same sanskaras sometime. If I had, how did I remove it? Realization from that. Realization that this first step is realization that this is really harmful for me. This is my enemy. Weakness, vice, defect is not anyone else. I am becoming my own enemy. I have to become my own friend, and my friendship will have friendship with others. My enemies inside make enemy other, also others enemy. So internal feeling of pure heart, loveful heart, clean. The realization what is beneficial for me and what is harmful for me. When I recognize it is harmful, then second step is determination. Determination to focus of being good, being the embodiment of giver. Receiving from Baba and giving from others. But being with this consciousness, not that I am giving. It is coming from Baba and I am handing over to others. And it is what it is, all of us are in unlimited, with lost in love of unlimited ocean. What we are individuals as different beach, how I see it. So it doesn't matter if someone is swimming on this beach or someone is swimming on this beach. Beach is not giving anything. Beach is just an instrument so that you can enjoy the ocean. So what kind of jealousy I should have it? Nothing coming from God going to the human beings. Or sometimes I keep the picture of water tap. The top, the fountain is what is called, the tank is up there and all of us are this water taps. Someone is thirsty, comes to get glass from here, another glass from here, another glass of water from there. And what I am doing? It's only coming from there and going. So no competition, no comparison, not any kind of why or jealousy in it. Because this is called being an instrument, not even attached to it. Because glass does not become attached. This one does not become detached. Instrument is always detached. The power is coming from the user, the musician. So I am an instrument just to give this. So neither I will have jealousy, nor I will have competition with anyone. So my concentration would be that I remain clean. This water tap is not filled with any kind of rubbish. If it is blocked, naturally somebody will go somewhere else. So concentration of purification of my own self and vision of love for others and mercy for others. So then automatically I am not creating any new account, but creating my own fortune, my own divinity, painting it properly so it becomes a picture and character of me. So pure heart. So Baba spoke about instrument, being an instrument. I and my is not there. And also, instrument is detached. Glass does not say that it is water in me, you have taken it. It would be naturally giving, detached from that what it is, but clean and clear, that's very important. Instrument is actually empowered by the player. So Baba is making me powerful by using me. It's great fortune of me. Then also, pure and clean heart, nimit, nirman, nirmal. Then there's no jealousy, no competition, no comparison. It is the expectations that make us, creates problem. Acceptance as it is. If you go to the carpenter, a mechanic, they would never say, why have you brought broken car to me? Doctor would not say, why have you come to me for when you have so become so sick? So it's my responsibility. Nimit means I am also responsible, an instrument to help Baba, how Baba transforms and purifies. When all these qualities are there and heart remains clean, intellect is egoless and actions are best overs, then our future picture becomes the present picture. And happy new year, happy new world, happy new life. And Baba has given the homework, just serve, stand at the top of the globe. And it's the time, year of tapasya. January begins, is the month of tyag, tapasya and seva. So this is present picture, Brahmin's picture, perfect picture of the divinity. Then past is finished. Today 24, we would not write 1st January, 1st month 23, even by mistake. So then determination, what I have left behind, that I cannot use it anymore. Sanskaras old remain in the old year, and next this year we are making ourselves full with all divine virtues. So congratulations for saying goodbye, goodbye to the old and welcome to the new, future making present. Om Shanti.